Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
August, Fáltrigalergi, Capital Irish, kia ora, haere mai, hello everyone and welcome to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Marion Grealis and I will be with you for the next half hour here on Capital Irish. Now this week we have had a little bit of a change up in our schedule, so I am afraid I am a little bit of a last minute sub in. And that, my friends, means that we will be having a show that's maybe a little heavier on the music side of things today. We will kick off our music selection for today's show with recent visitors Amble, who played a gig at the San Francisco Bathhouse here in Wellington in this past week. The group is made up of Robbie Cunningham from Leitrim, Oisin McCaffrey from Sligo, and Ross McInerney from Longford. This trio formed in 2022 and spent some time gigging alongside their day jobs until they got to the stage where, to quote, I think it's Robbie Cunningham's father, they decided to throw out the trout to catch the salmon. That is to say, they gave up the day jobs to focus on music. Since then, the trio have been going from strength to strength, touring globally and hitting the top of the Spotify charts in Ireland last year for album streaming in 2025. According to a BBC article that I was reading about the group, they recorded much of their album Reverie in one day. And the band said that that was like a deliberate choice to make the album kind of sound more like a live gig. One of the big hits from that album was Lonely Island, and we will have a listen to that now.
I roam alone on the island. I can hear your voice in my mind. I can feel the cold, cold of your hand. I am lost, you're one of kind. The water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. The mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one. You lay alone on your island, for I was too busy on my own. What I give is to row a boat to you. It's too late, boat is gone. Water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. The mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one. water's not as blue as it first was. It's no longer the island of sun. Mountains are taller than ever before. I know it's not an island for one.
That was Amble there with Lonely Island. And if you were one of the lucky people to attend their gig here in Wellington last week, I hope you enjoyed it thoroughly. I did hear that it was a good gig. I wasn't at it myself, but word on the street was that it was a good time. Now, those of you paying attention to the music scene back home will likely have come across this already, but let's just say that I have never been someone that people would call avant-garde or say that, oh, Marion's got her finger on the pulse. So I guess the modern folk revival that's been happening over the last couple of years is kind of news to me, I'm ashamed to admit. But I did think that it was about time that I share some examples of that with you on this week's show, now that I've discovered it. So we started with Amble from sort of the Northwestern and Midlands, and now we will head to the Southwest and we will hear from the band Kingfisher, who were formed in Limerick. Now, Kingfisher is made up of Eddie Keogh, Owen Magoo, as is known, Owen McGrath, and another Owen, Owen Fitzgibbon, also known as Fitz. Now, like Amble, Kingfisher was formed in 2022, and according to their Wikipedia page, which I referenced, they were launched, no less, to stardom when their song Killa reached number one on the Irish Singles Chart in May of last year. So Eddie, Owen and Owen were studying engineering in Limerick when they met, and their hit Killa was written as a support song for the East Cork hurling team from the village of Killa, where Owen Fitzgerald, or Fitz as he's known, hails from, and he played for that club for many years. So let's take a listen to that now. This is Kingfisher with Killa.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river Desor, from the arms of my mother to the land ever pure, all I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call Killa, and the Lord up above, Killa la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. 95 came promotion high up on the wing, and no one up to senior. What a beautiful thing. In the darkest of hours, in the depths of despair, let the killer boys roar for to rattle the air. They'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they call killer, and the Lord up above, killer la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore. La 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 Irish to last evermore. When my time's at an ending, when my days are no more, bury me with my hurley by the River Desor.
You're listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, and that was Kingfisher there with their hit Killa. And indeed, what we will do next is actually listen to another song from them now, because I struggled to decide which song to play for you all today, and in the end I decided on playing both. So this track is called Headlands.
Wheels turning all the time, Sundays hanging on the vine, picking out the storms, turning on the headlines, tales as old as time. Standing, staring down the rain, roaring, storming down the lane. Well, I don't have the time, and you don't have the patience to bury it in the headlines. Show me where to turn to when the sky comes falling. Fields howling, trying to sort a deal, but heaven hath no fury, the devil's in the clay, out there on the headlines. Show me where to turn to. Sky comes falling down. Tell me what to say when the guards show up at the house. We keep it buried in the headlines with the truth and the blood and the tears. Genevieve says not to worry too much, but I can't sleep for the rattling spears. Stones older than the winter, taller than the trees, buried down within her, wilder than the sky, taller than the mountains. Tell me what to say when the
And that was Kingfisher there with Headlines. And I defy anyone to listen to that and not be tapping their feet. Let's move north now in our tour of contemporary Irish folk music. And we'll actually, in fact, take a little bit of a drift away from folk towards blues. Muireann Bradley is from Ballybuffet in County Donegal. And she has been wowing audiences with some like really incredible guitar finger-picking skills and her singing. Muireann learned guitar from her father, who was, by all accounts, a big fan of sort of blues, ragtime, that kind of music himself. And the COVID lockdowns of 2020, when Muireann was just 13, meant that she had sort of less time for sports and other activities and more time to focus on music. So I think during that time, I think she posted some videos on YouTube, which proved popular and eventually caught the attention of the music industry. Age 17, she sang and played the blues hit Candyman as part of the Jules Holland like New Year's Eve Hootenanny, which was broadcast in 2023. And I'm told by the internet that her performance there earned a rare standing ovation at that broadcast, or at the recording, I should say. Now, I struggled to select a track here as well because they were all pretty incredible. And in the end, I landed on Muireann's version of Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. So let's have a listen now.
Why there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, if you don't know by now. Why there ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, I got you in a well, I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a traveling home. Don't think twice, it's all right. Why there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never know. Why there ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. And I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and say we never did do much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Oh, wow. Wow. That was Mervyn Bradley from Donegal with Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Well, we better take a quick look at what's happening in the Irish community around Wellington in the coming weeks before we run out of time. It is March now, so of course that means that our friends in the Irish community groups will be busy preparing for various events to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. This year's parade in Wellington, a parade and festival, I should say, will be on Sunday the 15th of March, with music starting under the sails at Queen's Wharf from 12 noon there on the waterfront. The parade then will actually start from Te Papa at 12:45 and head to that same place, Queen's Wharf under the sails, where the music and celebrations will continue till about 4:30 p.m. Now, of course, what that means is that those of you attending the festivities who would normally be, you know, by the radio at 12 noon on a Sunday to listen to Capital Irish will have to catch up online instead via our podcast, or perhaps have a little portable radio with you. You will find our podcast via our Capital Irish Facebook page, via the Wellington Access Radio website or Facebook page, that's accessradio.org.nz, or simply by Googling Capital Irish Wellington podcast, and you should be able to find it that way too. The annual St. Patrick's Day golf tournament will be taking place on Tuesday the 17th of March, with registration opening at 8 a.m, and that's at the Judgeford Golf Club off Haywards Road. More details on that are available on the Hutt Valley Irish Society Facebook page. Also in March, as our host Andy Kerr mentioned a few weeks ago, is the Irish Musicians for Palestine concert on this coming Friday, the 6th of March at 6:30 p.m. at the Vogelmorne Bowls Club. Now, that is a fundraiser in support of humanitarian aid for the people of Palestine, and you can get tickets at undertheradar.co.nz. Then finally, although I suspect I've possibly missed a few events, doesn't seem like a lot for St. Patrick's Day. I think there must have been more, but my search skills were subpar. Anyway, the New Zealand GAA Championships are taking place here in Wellington on the 21st and 22nd of March, and that is at Hutt Park in Lower Hutt, and more details, as you'd expect, on the Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA Facebook page. So plenty going on. And I think that about brings us to the end of today's show on Capital Irish. As always, thanks for tuning in, and a big thank you to our sponsors and to all our volunteers, without whom we could not bring this show to you each week. Our final piece of music today in our Irish folk revival themed show is from Diarmaid and Brian McGlynn from County Carlow, otherwise known as Ye Vagabonds. This is a track from their recently released album, All Tied Together, and it's called Danny. Slán go fóill.
On your marks, get ready, our toes against the line. When the whistle blew and you had been left behind, I hammered on the tarmac, my face was turning red. There was no catching Danny, he was half a mile ahead. I wished I could be like him, burning brighter than the rest. I had no idea how he learned to move so fast. He ran like he could feel something snapping at the ears of his worn out shoes. Too fast to follow, too hot to hold, too good to lose. At 16 he dropped out, soon after he left home. Couldn't make them happy, he'd be better off alone. I ways to make some money, dealing on the side. Could have talked to him, but I never even tried. had run his shadow before they catch up with me. He ran like he could feel something snapping at the ears of his worn-out shoes. Too fast to follow, too hot to hold. Last time I saw Danny was at a lucky late one night, smoking in a corner, his face and shoulders tight. His girlfriend hit the needle sometime back in July. You could see that she was fading by the shadows round his eyes. It was strange to hear him talk until his cheeks were wet, but he already knew it was the last chance he might get. But later that same year, in the early winter time, Danny broke the record when he crossed the finish line. He ran like he could feel something snapping at the gears. To follow, too hot to hold, too good to lose.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.